The rain has stopped here.
It did here, right? Yeah. Right as you said that, it just stopped.
Yep.
Right as you said that. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Alabama Care. Today, we have Miss Dina and Ashley Warren from Hey Girl Designs. Do y'all want to say hey to the viewers and introduce yourselves?
Hello, hello. I'm Dina Warren, and this is Ashley. And we have Hey Girl Designs. We're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Oh, that may cause problems. But we're happy to be here today.
Yes, I'm so happy to finally get to talk to y'all. So for our viewers, we're having some connection issues. So if we have to stop the broadcast, then we'll just reschedule. Also for the viewers, if you have any questions or comments, you're still welcome to put them in the chat, but we're not going to be able to check them today, but we can just check them after it's over. So Ashley, you just had a birthday, right?
Yes, that's me.
How old are you?
23.
All right. That's a fun age. Did you do anything fun to celebrate?
Yes.
What did you do?
Had pancakes and waffles.
Pancakes and waffles.
Yum.
And thank you.
That sounds good. So to get started, y'all tell us about how Hey Girl Designs, like how it got started.
Well, it's probably been about 4 years ago. We started painting and we did some Down syndrome awareness signs just to bring awareness to Down syndrome. That our whole motto that we've lived by since she was born is that we're more alike than different. And so we wanted to kind of bring awareness. And so I cut the awareness ribbon out of wood and painted it. And someone asked me, could you make a turkey or a pumpkin? Because, you know, it was October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I think I could do that. So I drew it out on the plywood with chalk, cut it with a jigsaw, painted it, and posted it on my Facebook page, and all these people wanted to buy it. Wow. And so after several months after kind of just doing like that, we created Hey Girl Designs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we can make this a little side gig, you know, something for fun. She loves painting. And I thought this would be something we can do together. And we couldn't think of a name, like, what do we call ourselves? And my daughter-in-law said, I think you should do Hey Girl Designs, because anytime Ashley meets a girl, a lady, she's going to say, well, hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Hey, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. So that is how we became Hey Girl Designs.
So
and our little side gig has grown. Just from nothing, a few followers to we're like at 6,500 followers now. Wow. We do live videos every Sunday.
It's a circus.
She said it's a circus.
I am.
I said, sometimes she's the monkey, sometimes I'm the monkey, but we have a good time. It is, it's real and raw and unscripted. You never know what's going to happen or what's going to be said. I mean, right. But that's just our life.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. So I love what you said about and how we're more alike than different. I love that so much.
Yeah.
So have you had, because you're really good at this, and to just show the viewers like an idea of how good you are, this is a piece from them. It made my day yesterday when
I'm so happy that you like that.
Okay, I'm happy.
Yes. But have you had like any training or are you just good at it? Like painting classes or
No,
girl.
And it's not something like that you're good at. You know, yeah. I don't do portraits or you know, it's all whimsical. So it's not any kind of like talent, you know.
It is talent for sure.
Well, I've gotten pretty good with the jigsaw. Uh-huh. And I like a power tool, you know. Yeah. But we just go, and it's a learning process. We're still learning. And Ashley, in the beginning, I felt like she needed to do something on every piece that we made. Look how pretty. She's so cute.
Hey.
Hey.
I felt like she needed to do something, you know, on each piece. And after a while, she wanted to do her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I kind of do my thing. She does her things. She's into drip painting.
It's got the your finger right here. Painting.
You have to do painting. It's not, you know, in the South, I would say we're painting today.
Right.
But it is, no, it is painting. And you have to do it. You're in the quotation, painting. Here is an example of her drip painting.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
That's her bunny.
That is really good.
These are her main things right here.
Yeah.
We usually try to do whatever holiday.
And this.
Those are so good, actually. Got it.
Yeah.
Good job. I love those.
And she did a little stint doing, she called it dab painting, like that.
That's really good too.
She wanted a new iPad, and she told her dad, I want a new iPad. And he said, well, not right now. He meant like, we can't go this minute.
Right.
And she was mad. And she said,
I was mad.
Her little sassy attitude self, I'm going to get my own, she calls it a lap pad. I'm going to get my own lap pad with my own money. I said, baby, you don't have any money.
I said, yes, I do too.
So she said, well, I'm going to paint. And so I cut out pineapples, these little, and I looked for one to show you, and I think I don't have any left. There were just little, probably 10-inch pineapples, and she did her dab painting. We set a table outside, and she had a little assembly line going. She sold them for $10 each. She painted 71.
Wow.
She was so enough
for an iPad.
And she had enough to get the sparkly case to go with it.
Wow.
But she pranced herself into Best Buy and bought it with her own money. She was so proud of herself.
Oh, so cool. So was that after y'all like officially started Hey Girl Designs?
Yes. This was probably about a year ago that she did that.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I love that story. So I had wondered about the painting, but you're right. In the South, we're like, we're painting. Like instead of ting.
Yes.
Yes. And anytime anybody says it, she corrects them.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, Ashley, that's probably your favorite part about having your own business is getting to buy your own stuff. That's got to be rewarding.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So y'all do more than just door hangers, right? From what I've seen.
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually have a laser machine and we do engraving. I've done a lot of cutting boards and charcuterie boards. She calls it a glofer. We can do 3D lettering. Like I do a lot of welcome signs and the welcome is 3D and we just glue it on. Mm-hmm. We'll try anything.
Very cool. And I saw something, and if y'all still do them, then I have to get them for my almost 3-year-old, but it was like a clear board and it had letters that you could trace.
Yes. That is then. Yes. It's acrylic.
Uh-huh.
And, it engraves from the underside. So mm-hmm. you use a dry erase marker. Mm-hmm. And you go over your letters. That has really helped her form her letters and numbers, just the repetition.
Yes, that was so neat when I saw that. And then also I saw like these little kits.
Yes.
That you do with like just little gourds, and it comes with a paintbrush and little paints. Like that would be so cute for like Easter baskets and things like that.
Yes, we do those. And what really those took off when the pandemic started and we were on lockdown, you know, the whole world was, and people got those for their kids because, you know, they were doing their classwork, you know, on the computer, but they needed something else to, you know, help occupy their time.
Yeah.
And so that was a lot of fun.
Very cool. And I also saw on something, I've either heard you say it or I saw it somewhere, about how painting is like a therapy for y'all.
It is, especially for me. Yeah. She just likes it. And for me, it is like just taking your mind off of everything and you just paint. And I honestly, I could do it all day.
Yes.
I can put a podcast on or
so she
gets bored with my podcast.
Yeah, boy, because I'm getting mad at her.
She sometimes gets mad at me.
Oh no.
But I could just sit and paint. You just kind of lose yourself and you don't have to think about anything.
Right. I totally agree. I remember it's been years ago, but I remember like during a really hard time, and there was a local place that I went and they did little painting classes.
Right.
But you would just go in and you would basically copy what she did.
Right.
And I remember like I would tell my dad, like, you don't think about anything else. Like it keeps you in the moment. And yeah, it's a good feeling. So I agree. It is a good therapy.
Yes, it is.
So y'all's website, heygirldesigns321.com.
Like
when you go to that website, is that all that you have available or?
No, we actually just in the last 2 weeks launched the website. We've strictly been on Facebook, Hey Girl Designs on Facebook for years. And we just launched the website. And I am technically challenged. And so it's taken me a minute to figure it out and how to get everything, because I have pictures of everything and some aren't great pictures of like website worthy.
Right.
But I've kind of come to the conclusion, I'm just posting them. I'm just going to put them on there. And if I get a better picture, then I can switch it out. But, that's my goal this weekend, is to work on the website and get more of our things, our designs loaded onto the website.
Well, good. So, and then also tell us about the website name, the 321.
321. Down syndrome people, children, adults, whatever, they have a third chromosome on their 21st cell. So 321. That is why this month is March. 321 is Monday, is World Down Syndrome Day. We actually went to a planning meeting last night. We're having a big party here in Tuscaloosa for the West Alabama Down Syndrome Alabama site. We're having a big celebration for World Down Syndrome Day.
Yeah, that is it.
And so that's why we chose the 321.
Very cool. I know I was curious, and then I actually heard you say that, and I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So also say like what you have on the website and then what we see on Facebook, is that all you have, or can somebody contact you and say, hey, I saw this on Pinterest, can you do something like this? Or
yes, I get that all the time. We do a lot of custom work. Somebody actually, they had a baby shower coming, and the girl's theme for the nursery were bunny rabbits. And she said, can you, you know, do some kind of bunny something with the baby's name? And I said, yes. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. And then she's able to hang it in the nursery after the baby shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cute. Also, I've saw, like you mentioned, paint parties.
Yes.
Is that something like, do you offer that in your home or do you go places and do that? Or
we go places to do that, and which we have not done it in the last 2 years.
Right.
But we've done it at a restaurant. We've done it at like a community center. I've done it at churches. I've done it at other people's house. Mm-hmm. We've done it in like a clubhouse at an apartment complex. And when we do that, if you were having the party, you invite your friends and you choose. Usually I offer two designs, and you have your friends select which design they want. I cut them out and I bring them and all the paint, everything we need. And we paint. I can do it step by step, like your paint and take party that you mentioned. I mean, the business. Or, and most of the time, everybody just kind of does their own thing. They can look at mine as an example and use a design for it, but they can choose their own colors if they want to do it different. And it's amazing how everybody looks at the same design and then everybody's looks different.
Yeah,
so it's really neat, and those are a lot of fun. We play games. It's a fun time with ours. We've done bunco groups that get a little crazy. We've done some ladies ministries in their churches. We've covered the board.
Yes, that sounds fun. So I printed this out to show everybody.
That's me.
Y'all are pretty much famous. Like, that's why I'm
here
with y'all's door hanger.
Yes.
So y'all tell us the Tyler Perry story, how y'all met him, and then just the whole story.
Okay. So when Ashley turned
17,
she wanted to fly on an airplane
to Oklahoma.
And our cousins live in Oklahoma. And she called me and she said, hey, I know Ashley wants to fly. You're not going to believe this, but the Tyler Perry play, Medea on the Run, is going to be in Tulsa. And it was around the time of her birthday. So
we're already big fans.
Oh my goodness.
I
tell people that she literally went from Barney the dinosaur
to Medea.
That's funny. I used to like Barney too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Actually, when we took Ashley to Disney World, we watched the Disney princess movies the whole way there so she would even know who they were. But she just loves Medea. So we go to Tulsa, and we had to check out of our hotel early, you know, at normal time, but it was too soon to go into the theater. And so we just kind of hung around outside of the theater, and a car pulled up beside us, and a lady got out, and it was Cassie Davis.
Aunt Bam.
She plays Aunt Bam.
Yeah.
And she wasn't in her Aunt Bam costume or, you know, wig and all that, but Ashley recognized her.
Yeah.
Well, she said,
hey, Aunt Bam.
And she's like, hey, girl. And so Aunt Bam, like, got into the car and hugged her. We told her we were from Alabama and it was Ashley's birthday and she wanted to fly and we wanted to see Medea. Mm-hmm. And she just was so sweet, just a precious lady. And so we go on about our time. We go into the theater. We had bought our t-shirts. We had our drinks and, you know, we get to find our seats, and everybody around us, we hugged because, you know, she hugs everybody. And then I have to hug them. And then the cousins had everybody a group hug.
Yeah.
So everybody knew we're from Alabama, you know, the whole thing. Uh-huh. So we watched the play. It was hilarious. And at the end, Tyler Perry came out as himself and was thanking everyone for the support over the years, da 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 da. And he said, "Where are my girls from Alabama?" Well, we're like, "Here we are." And so the security came and got us and took us around backstage. And in a few minutes, Tyler Perry walked in the door.
Oh my gosh.
And he's so tall. And we were just all like, "Duh." And so he said that Cassie Davis, when they were in their makeup and, you know, getting ready, mm-hmm. said, "There is a little girl out there that you got to meet."
Oh.
And so we talked for a few minutes, and his producer, Mark Swinton, was with him and was taking pictures and, you know, just like taking in the whole moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized they were taking pictures with their own phone. It wasn't even any of our phones.
Yeah.
And so then we were like, "You got to take them with my phone, you know." So
it's got snippy.
Mark and I exchanged, it was like she's taking a selfie.
That's
Tyler Perry took a selfie with her.
Uh-huh.
Mark and I exchanged emails and information, and we corresponded for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just that Tyler was so sweet to her. I've always admired him, his humble beginnings, and where he is and what he's made of himself. But to watch him with her just melted my heart. Aww. And so I told Mark, I said, "I would love to send Medea a happy." And so he gave me the address. And I thought, if Medea was at a paint party, she's not going to do welcome or hello or hey, y'all. A lot of people do hey, y'all.
Oh, I say hello.
Medea's going to say hello. And she's not going to have pretty, you know, like watercolor. She's trying to get the sign.
Yeah.
She's going to have bright colors and Medea style.
You feel? Uh-huh.
And so we painted one, and we also painted one for Aunt Bam, but hers was really pretty and it said blessed. And this was what we sent to Medea. And Mark emailed me back that they had received their packages. They loved them. You know, just thanking us for them. Uh-huh. That was it. Mm-hmm. That's been over 4 years ago. All right, let me put this up. And
yeah,
fast forward to a few weeks ago, I was watching the trailer for the new Medea that was coming out on Netflix. And my eyes came out of my head because I'm like, that's my sign.
Right. Oh my God.
That is what I couldn't believe. First of all, that he even still had it. You know, I figure it either got chunked or it's in some prop room somewhere. Long gone.
My gosh.
It is hanging on right beside the door on the house. And I mean, we were just amazed. And so I thought, well, I need to make a new one, like an updated version of it. And I did. And I kind of posted on our Facebook that, look, our sign is hanging on the door. And when we posted it, she already showed that baby. She's looking on my phone to show you the picture of Medea. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good finger.
So we have sold a lot of those. I didn't realize how many people wanted hello on their door. But I really think that it is kind of all of us have a little Medea in us.
Uh-huh.
And I think this just sort of releases our inner Medea.
Right. That is so special. I mean, that, and that's so wild too, like to you probably just forgot about it and then to see it in that trailer. And then even like when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And I haven't watched the movie, but I'm guessing that picture is a little clip from the movie. So
it's shown a lot.
Oh gosh.
It looks like he's like pointing it out in the movie.
Yeah. It shows it a lot in the movie. when we watched it, we had a big Medea watch party. Uh-huh. It came out.
It's called PRTY.
We had a PRTY.
That's a pizza.
That's a party for somebody that can't spell. A PRTY. We had pizza. We had a Medea, a Hello cookie cake. Uh-huh. We had a party. And every time it showed our sign, Ashley was screaming, "There's our sign! There's our sign!"
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. And yes. I was wondering if it had kind of given y'all's business a little boost.
Yes, it has.
I had sold a lot of those signs. That is, I love that story. That is the best thing ever.
It is amazing.
it's a bad word.
Yeah, it does have some bad words. We had to have discussions about words we don't say.
Okay.
Not me.
Yeah, mom's not gonna say them either.
Not me, guys. No. My mom.
I haven't watched it yet, but I do want to watch it. I remember when Medea was like first a big deal, you know, years ago, everybody was saying hello.
Yeah.
I remember. That is so funny. I love that so much.
Yeah.
So Ashley, more about you. What do you like to do for fun? And do you have any hobbies, like other than painting?
Yeah.
What do you like to do?
Probably my husband, Luke Bryan.
She listens to her husband, Luke Bryan.
Oh.
Okay, I get married.
She's going to get married to him. Even though he has a wife, she'll share.
I tell Luke Bryan, can you Bob, I share.
that's a good looking husband you've got.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What's your favorite Luke Bryan song?
Country Girl Shake It For Me.
Country Girl Shake It
For Me. That's me.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
what's your favorite food?
Mexican food.
Mine too.
It's taco salad.
Taco salad.
You like taco salad? Do you like cheese dip?
Yeah,
that's
it. Yep, and guacamole.
Yep. Hey, listen, if y'all ever come through this way, there is a new Mexican restaurant in our town called Valley Grand Mexican. It's their second location, and we have a super small town. We literally have one caution light. We have a Subway, a couple gas, like super small. So I don't know how we got so lucky to get a Mexican food restaurant, but they are so good. And they have a corn dip, and it's like, and I guess I'm hungry right now and I'm thinking about it, but it's like cheese dip, but it has like roasted corn in it. Oh my gosh. So good. But they just like the quality of their, which I know everybody's got their favorite Mexican restaurant, but I'm not kidding. It is so good. Y'all have to try it if y'all are ever through this way.
We will definitely do that.
Yes. So what about Ashley? Do you have a favorite like TV show?
Yeah.
Do you have like a favorite Netflix show that I should check out?
Yeah.
What do you like to watch on TV?
Oh God. Medea.
And what else?
Game Show.
The Game Show Network.
Oh.
It's Family Feud.
She loves Steve Harvey and Family
Feud. Oh yeah.
He's funny.
She also is on to the Golden Girls and the Waltons right now.
Oh.
It's on Hallmark.
It's on Hallmark.
Oh, that's funny. Awesome. We always, anytime any shows like that are like replayed, we get into that.
Yeah.
It may have been about a month ago. We were watching a lot of the old Gilligan's Island. So we'll get into like the older ones.
Right.
And there was a show recently that I like old stuff like that, but I had never seen it, but my husband, oh, Okay, so it may sound crazy, but Three's Company.
I remember that.
I had never watched that. And yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. How have I never seen this show?
Yeah, I remember when that was on.
What about, do you have a favorite place to visit?
Yeah.
Where do you like to go?
To my grandma's house.
He likes to go to my mom's house.
And spend the night.
They have spend the night parties. she likes the beach. The beach is probably our favorite. We have a place in Orange Beach, and so we spend a lot of time there, and she loves it. Whether she's on the sand or just on the balcony looking, she likes it.
We do too. And I'm glad to know that you like going to your grandmother's house. My oldest daughter, Charlie, she's about to turn 6. So she has a lot of developmental delays, and she's nonverbal. And after we waited until she was a little older than 2, we let her go visit Nana, but we never let her spend the night. And then we finally let her spend the night. And just because she can't, you know, communicate with us, we didn't let her do it much. Yeah. But then now we have got Parker, the one y'all saw in the background earlier. She's almost 3. And so now they both go have sleepovers with Nana. I've learned a lot from Parker. It kind of makes me think, oh, well, Charlie probably likes it too, which I know that they both love their Nana, but I like being able to hear it, like coming from Parker, like asking to go. And I'm thinking, well, Charlie probably, you know, she wants to go too. So she asks all the time. She wants to go stay in Nana's house, please.
That's so cute. That's neat that you have a child, Parker. I have a Parker.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Me too.
He will turn 29 Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you just have 2 kids?
No, I have an older son. Russ is 32.
Okay.
And Parker will be 29. Sister was a little surprised. a sweet little surprise.
Oh. We are actually pregnant with our 3rd girl.
Oh, no. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we like the kind of like the boy names for girls.
Yeah.
I like and we were going to call Charlie May, which was planned. And so sometimes we do call her that, and other people call her that. And my husband said, well, no, I don't want her to have a double name. So most of the time we just say Charlie, but sometimes we call her Charlie May. And like I said, there's other people that call her Charlie May. And then Parker is just Parker. Mm-hmm. And then with my baby now, we're going to name her Allie Gray. And so the plan was to call her Gray, but Allie Gray, that just sounds so cute. But is that really fair to have a Charlie and a Parker and then a super feminine Allie Gray? So we're kind of torn what we're going to call her. But we're excited. So what is something that y'all want everybody to know about Down syndrome? And is there like a misconception about it that y'all would like to clear up?
Well, Molly, like I said before, I think we're more alike than different. And having a child, and when I reach out or somebody tells me somebody just had a baby that has Down syndrome, and they want me to speak to them, first, I just say congratulations on your baby. You know, number one, that's your baby.
Right.
Number two, welcome to the club. Put your seatbelt on because you in for a ride. But I think, you know, with Down syndrome babies especially, there can also come a lot of medical issues. We had heart issues. And that was the scary part for me. I knew the heart stuff could take her out. You know, Down syndrome is not. So if you could remove the medical stuff, it's no different than a typical child. It's just a slower pace.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a lot of people, if you said your child has Down syndrome or whatever, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, don't be sorry for me, because she is the biggest blessing on this earth, because she is so innocent in her thoughts and so pure, and her love is unconditional. And I mean, she loves everybody, and she wants everybody to love everybody and everybody to hug, you know.
And I love the group hug.
Group hugs. We're all about a group hug. And that is why during the whole COVID thing, that was really hard for her. Because I'm like, we have our mask on. If we're in a store or whatever, you're going to have to bump elbows or something. You can't hug these people.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a hard time with that. But I think a lot of times that the misconception with Down syndrome is that these kids can't do everything, and you put limits on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the only limits I want her to have are what she has for herself. You know, I don't want to put any limits on her, because she can do anything she sets her mind to.
Right. Just like anybody else.
That's okay. Right. It may take her longer to get there. Like with reading, for example, she doesn't really have an interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't bother her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and my husband was like, you know, that's more of our problem, you know, because she doesn't care. She can operate a phone and an iPad and the remote control that I cannot operate. So she can do what she needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just want her to be her best self.
Right. I love that. I love that. Do what, Ashley?
Did I get?
Do you like that?
I love that. What you said about people saying, I'm sorry, or just like looking at you with pure pity, and you're like, mm-hmm. no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I've talked to you a little bit about the events and stuff that I do. And I have, like, a lot of people's focus is to get kids with special needs more involved with typical kids, which is good. You know, that's one thing. But with these particular events, like, I have no shame in saying, like, I just want it to be for special needs families, you know, because we all kind of have a taste, even though it's different, we all kind of have a taste what each other's going through. And that's a big one for me, is we, you know, you don't look at each other with pity, because we don't want that. And talking about, like, yeah, the medical stuff that sometimes comes with the diagnosis, the diagnosis itself, it's like, okay, you know, that's okay. But it's sometimes the stuff that comes with it, like Charlie has epilepsy, and she started having seizures when we had no idea about anything with her when she was born.
Right.
And she started having seizures when she was 3 months old. And I remember, like, they couldn't keep us out of children's. Like, we were going there every seizure. It was so scary. But I remember at first, nobody could tell us until there was an EEG put on her. And until we went to a specialist, nobody was going to tell us, that it was going to be okay. And that's what bothered me so bad, because, like, I had never seen anybody have a seizure, but I knew that people lived with that and they took medication. And that's all I wanted to know, was that she was going to be okay. But eventually, you know, we got there and she was diagnosed with epilepsy. And then now, even then, you keep learning, like, well, people can, you know, pass away because of epilepsy.
Yeah.
But so sometimes scary stuff comes with it. And I also love what you said about how Ashley is so full of love and how she's the biggest blessing. And obviously, I'm sure you know, she's not just a blessing for y'all. Like, she's a blessing, like, for me, just talking to you, Ashley. And then I'm sure for anybody who meets her. But I love that, because, like, with Charlie, I've learned so much from her. Like, kids with special needs will just and I may be getting ahead of myself, because I think we have a question coming up, but yeah, you just learn about what truly matters.
That's right.
You know, so I love that. Oh, and then something I was going to mention about a misconception about Down syndrome. I Googled it, and one of the things it said was is that they're always happy. And I thought, well, that would definitely be something that I think, because anybody that I have ever met with Down syndrome, like, oh my gosh, they just light up the room. Mm-hmm. Like, and they make you happy because they seem so happy. But then I don't know what life is like at home or anything like that. So just, but when I Googled that, that's what came up.
Well, and that is like a misconception to people who are familiar with Down syndrome. And that's not always the case. You know, there are times she can kick it up that she's not happy.
I am happy now.
Now she's happy. You know, but the blessing of that is if she gets upset or mad because she didn't get to do something or whatever, it's over in a minute and she's back to herself. Mm-hmm. But it's not like she doesn't have another emotion, you know, it's that it's straight ahead happy. You know, she has the same feelings like that anybody else. She can get an attitude too.
And we may have touched on this a little bit, but have there been any challenges that have come with the Down syndrome diagnosis? And if there has been, like how did y'all overcome them?
Our biggest challenge were the heart issues. So when she was 15 months old, we actually had to go to Boston Children's Hospital, because at that time our children's in Birmingham did not have a cardiac unit, and the doctors at UAB didn't feel like her heart could be repaired. And so we went to Boston and we got a miracle. Dr. Richard Jonas, he's retired now, but he repaired her heart. And and here we are, and she's turned 23. You know, it's been great. But she had issues with pneumonia when she was younger. A common cold for just any other kid would turn into pneumonia for her. And that would be a week stay at Children's. Mm-hmm. And there were some scary times, you know, in that. But her health has been really good. I can't complain. She sort of outgrew the pneumonia part, you know, where a cold is a cold. We just last week went to our new cardiologist. We have phased out of all of pediatrics, which has been so sad. We adore our pediatrician. And, you know, she's finally like, Dana, you gotta get a grown-up doctor, you know. And I would cry, please don't make us go, because she's been with us through all the scary stuff. The same with our pediatric cardiologist. Mm-hmm. He definitely had been with us, but he referred us to Dr. Cribbs at UAB, and we just saw him last week and found out that we're going to have her pulmonary valve replaced. We go next week for a CT scan that'll kind of let us know when we have to do that. So that kind of has my mama nerves on high alert, you know, anytime that there's a medical procedure, it, you know, kind of freaks you out a little bit.
Right. Charlie, when she aged out of early intervention, or when she turned three, so she got out of early intervention and went in the school system, she would, every time she would go, it seemed like, she would catch a cold, and her cold would turn into pneumonia, and she would end up having to be intubated at Children's. So finally, we were just like, okay, finally, like the third time it happened, we were like, okay, well, now we know. It's because we're putting her, you know, with these other kids.
Yep.
So we decided to just wait and try again. When she turned five, maybe her lungs would be better developed. And then also she was on some breathing treatments that helped tremendously, like just almost like a steroid for her lungs.
Yeah.
And, but anyways, and so when it was time for her to start school, COVID hit. So she didn't get to go. So we've been homebound, but we are gonna, the plan is for her to go in the fall. So we're excited to get back in a good routine, because I feel like we've been so out of whack for 2 years now.
That's right.
And I was going to mention too, I have an older brother. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't have any like special needs or anything like that, but he has heart issues. Mm-hmm. And he had to have a pacemaker when he was a baby. Mm-hmm. And then had to have it replaced like again when he was like 17, and then seems like one more, but he like a handful of years ago, he was having a lot of issues. And so, yeah, like, but like anything with your heart, like super, right. Super scary.
Yeah.
So what about like, have there been any state agencies that have helped y'all like along the way over time?
After she recovered from the heart surgery at 15 months, she was probably closer to two. She started at the Rice Center here in Tuscaloosa, which is a fabulous facility and program. She stayed there till she was six. That's when you age out. Mm-hmm. Which that again, you cry and you don't want to go, you know. But she got like her therapies, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech, everything in that one facility. Mm-hmm. And we did physical therapy on our own for a while. And then that is it. We haven't had to have anything else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good. That is really good.
Yeah. I do know that, I mean, there are a lot of programs, you know, for different needs, but most like Down syndrome kids need the speech, the physical therapy, maybe some OT. But we worked on everything at home too, that she was learning, you know, we would do it at home in a game fashion.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is what we were talking about a few minutes ago, but I was going to ask you, but if you have anything else to add, how has Down syndrome like shaped your lives? Like how it's changed the way that you view the world, but yeah, like we were talking about it, and I was talking about how Charlie has just completely changed my views
on
everything.
She has definitely changed our lives. And I can speak to, my boys could even speak to it. She changed their lives. And there were always a house full of boys at my house. And all of those boys would tell you she changed their life. I think especially with my boys, they're more compassionate. Mm-hmm. They do see things different. And if they see a child with special needs, they're not afraid to approach them. I don't know. It almost too, when you have a child with special needs, you have a radar. Like mm-hmm. you can spot a child anywhere.
Yeah.
She can. If she sees another child with Down syndrome, I say child, she's 23, but I mean, she's, you know, 4 feet, 8 inches. I mean, you know, she's tapped out on her growth. But she will say, oh my gosh, that little boy has Down syndrome like me.
Oh,
you know, like she is so excited, that whoop, whoop, you know, I got Down syndrome. If anybody says anything about Down, she's like, I got it. You know, it's like it's a prize. She won the prize. And so, you have to just know we did win the prize.
Mm-hmm.
My son, Russ, actually, he's an author. He's a motivational speaker. He wrote a book about life with a sister with Down syndrome.
Oh, what's the title of the book?
It is called From Down
to Crowns.
To Crowns.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to check it out.
He had always said that he was going to write a book about her, even when he was little. And when she was in, I don't know if she was in seventh or eighth grade, she wanted to be in the beauty walk, the school beauty walk. And I'm like, oh, no. She wanted to try on the pretty dress. Of course, one with sparklies. Mm-hmm. And she wanted her hair and makeup. She had seen other people do that. Mm-hmm. And so we let her do it. And she won the
Oh, my gosh.
And while we were sitting there, Russ leaned over and he said, when I write that book, the title's going to be From Downs to Crowns. Oh. I mean, he had the title before he had ever written the book.
Oh, my gosh. That and makes me chill bumps.
I know. But he, the book is funny because, I mean, our household is funny. I mean, you just can't help but laugh. But I cried and I would laugh and then I'd cry again. And a lot of it, I didn't realize how his 10-year-old self felt all those years. I had mom guilt. Oh, she's bringing a book to show you. I had mom guilt that I was neglecting my boys.
You would cry.
Well, she's not going to cry for you just showing her. Oh, she's going to say.
So you would cry, okay?
That's the back of the book.
Oh, I cannot wait to get one.
I got two. I got one for you and your husband.
That she's obsessed with unicorns.
Oh, and that, my gosh. From Down to
From Down to Crowns.
I cannot wait to get it.
Which she calls them hoonicorns. And we have some of our followers that said, I am a grown woman and I will see a unicorn somewhere. And I'm like, oh, look at the hoonicorns. You know, and people look at you like, what? You know, she said, it's bad when we're all adults and we're calling it hoonicorns.
Unicorns, that's so funny.
I got your one and your husband one.
All right, thank you.
You're the girl too.
Okay.
Yes, we're definitely going to order one. Oh my gosh, I love that. Y'all are full of inspiration and good stories.
Yes.
How cool. I know. I was telling somebody the other day that, like, I'm excited for all of my kids, but, and I say this all the time, but we were, because Charlie's the oldest, and we were so back and forth about having more kids because she needs so much extra attention. But what it came down to is, well, that's not, you know, none of us can help that she needs extra attention, and it's not fair to keep her from having a sibling. Like, what if she really wanted a baby sister or whatever? And it's not fair because we did want more kids. So
right.
It wasn't fair. And so we went ahead and did it. And it's so much fun to watch Parker and Charlie, like how sweet Parker is to her. Mm-hmm. And one of Charlie has a G-tube, and one of Parker's first words was G-tube. And I'll see the way, like, Parker treats her babies, and just like, she has picked up so much, and she's just so sweet to Charlie. Like last night, she just went and was leaning over beside her and was just staring at her.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
Well, yeah. And Parker will be more compassionate to other people when she comes in contact with somebody different. She's not going to be afraid to approach them or go, oh, that you got a G-tube too.
Right.
You know,
yeah. So it's really sweet and really, really special.
Yeah.
So are there any support groups that you would recommend, or even, and I feel like we talked about so much good stuff, but like, do you have any other advice for new parents of a child with Down syndrome?
Plug yourself into a support group. There are a group of ladies in town that will get together periodically. And it's not like it's a confined group. Anybody could come, you know, whatever. But you can offer support. Or I've got this issue. Have you ever had that? It's just a sounding board. And it's hard for me, she's 23, to sit next to a mother of a two-year-old and go, you know, when she was two, I was trying to keep her alive. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, my mind is, you know, at that point, we were just keeping our head above water to keep her alive. So it's good to get in a group with kind of your age group, but also a little bit older. I remember when she was younger and I would see older kids, it would give me hope to where we're going, mm-hmm. you know, the direction that we were heading. And I always tell people, bottom line, it's just your kid. It's your baby. Do what you would do, you know, with anything else.
Exactly. I totally agree. I talk about this a lot too, but I remember when Charlie, because it was first her seizures, and then after that it was some developmental delays, and then I just remember seeing like all my friends having kids or whoever on Facebook, and then I would I still didn't really think anything was wrong with Charlie. Like, I would just think, oh, they're pushing their baby too fast. and then at the same time, it was still a little like, not really lonely, but maybe kind of, because you didn't really have anything, like you weren't going through the same things. So when we did find our group of people, it was like, oh, thank goodness, you know, like it's just such a relief. And you know, you just learn so much. And then, like you said, it just like gives you hope. And so I fully agree.
You find your people, they are the ones that understand when your baby reaches some milestone. Mm-hmm. It could be a year, 2 years delayed from everybody else. But when your baby hits that milestone, takes that step, or, you know, goes to the potty, whatever, that is a big deal to us. Right. It's not a big deal to a typical mom.
Right.
But if you surround yourself with your like people, then you have a group that cheers, that understands what a big deal that is.
Right. I know it. So back to Hey Girl Designs.
Mm-hmm.
So we can find y'all on your website, and we will put the link to that in the comments, and on y'all's Facebook page, we'll put the link to that.
And we have Instagram. I'm just learning Instagram.
Okay. Instagram's a fun one. We'll find you on Instagram too.
Yep. It's the three, Hey Girls 321. I believe that's it on Instagram.
And then is the website the only way that people can purchase, or can they like message you and do it?
They can message me too.
Okay.
It's the easiest way is through the website, but like right now I don't have everything on there. People can look through our Facebook page and they see something they like that's not on the website, just messages.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask, what is the farthest place that y'all have ever shipped?
We've shipped, I really would like to get a map, you know, we've shipped to California.
Oh, cool.
Just this past week, we sent two hellers to different cities in New York.
Cool.
A lot of places in between. A lot to Texas, Mississippi, Georgia, Colorado. I know we haven't hit all the states by any stretch, but we've sent to a lot of places.
Good. I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Also, what is, can you tell us like the price range and turnaround time?
The price range is $30 to $40 for most things. Some of my charcuterie boards are a little more, which those aren't on the website yet because they're personalized and it just depends on what's, you know, being put on them. turnaround time is generally, I try to do like 1 to 2 weeks, like business days, you know, in there, 5 to 10 business days. Right now with the Hellers going, it's closer to the 2 week mark, maybe 2 to 3 weeks. But it just, it varies, but it's usually not too long.
Okay. I love the Heller story. Like, I'm still grinning looking at the Medea picture.
I know. We just posted again yesterday for people to tag your friends that want to release their inner Medea.
Also, I wanted to ask, like, do y'all ever have booths or anything like at Christmas Village, like that type of thing?
We've never done Christmas Village, just because you had to have a lot of inventory for like a three day event. Yeah. We've done a lot of, I don't want to say church bazaars, cause I've not all been at a church, like around, November, you know, like the holiday bazaars, not in the last 2 years.
Right. Oh yeah. You know.
But we've done, several things like that. Like little craft fairs. We did our farmer's market a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of work to get up that early and get everything set up, you know, when people are coming to buy tomatoes. So
that's true.
You know, she liked seeing all the people, but she didn't like getting up that early.
Oh. as we come to a close today, I wanted to ask, is there something that you'd like to see more of in the disability community?
You know, just acceptance really is for the general population to not put limits on our kids,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what their disability is. So many of these special kids can do so much more if people would give them an opportunity.
I agree. I love that. So I mentioned this to y'all. Had y'all ever heard of, oh my gosh, it's the ice cream place I told you about, but the something extra ice cream.
Yes. I read an article about it because I believe they had their little cart. At the quad for an Alabama football game.
Yeah.
And we didn't make it out there to see them. I would love to meet them.
Oh, well, hopefully y'all get to come to the egg hunt that I told y'all about.
Right.
And
right.
And we'll be here. So that would be great. And then we could all get to meet y'all and all that good stuff. So, but yeah, and that also, my day was made when I saw that door hanger. And then when I was chatting with you and you said that it was such a special thing, like that topped everything off, because sometimes, you know, you question yourself and wonder if you're doing a good thing. And so I love to hear that from you.
Well, I do think that is a fabulous thing you're doing, because so many people, and I don't think that they do it maliciously or with any kind of intent, planning an Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about a child in a wheelchair or, you know, a child that has to use a walker or anything like that. And it's not that they're being mean.
They just
they're
don't
just focusing on the majority.
Right.
But for you to focus, like your intent is to make these kids, you know, I remember when she was little and we were at an egg hunt and it took her a minute, you know, we're trying to point out the egg.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
You know. And then another kid
came. And this other kid came, look, Medea almost came out and me in the church parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, she just took longer to get to it, but that was her egg.
Mm-hmm.
But to have something, you know, that is geared toward them,
yeah,
that is, it levels the playing field. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Miracle League, the baseball, which we did that for a season, but all she wanted to do was play with her buddy's hair.
Paying the hair.
She didn't care about hitting the ball or.
Yeah, you know. That's funny. But I agree. I mean, because, you know, there's all these events for kids, typical kids, which, like you said, is the majority. And, but I feel like our kids, you know, they're not the majority, but who stuff like this could affect, could just mean a lot to them.
Right. And to like, their parents.
And to the parents too. And then a place like, not only will the kid, like, you don't have to worry about them fitting in or not being able to hunt an egg, but the parents can relax a little bit too. But you talk, because I wanted to do something for special needs kids and their siblings. So we did a couple events last year, and I learned a lot about different kids that I hadn't thought about. So there's going to be like an extra course this year, because last year I was focused on kids in wheelchairs like Charlie, who couldn't really grasp their own eggs or anything like that. And I made a glove with magnetic eggs to just kind of, so the kids could pick up.
How smart is that?
You could, well, I thought it was pretty good too.
That's so smart.
I was proud of it. And we sent, you know, we made some and sent some to some other kids that we knew. So we were proud of that. And then we had a fall festival, and I met some kids that in a chair that were, you know, and I'm still not good at like knowing how to word stuff, but they were more like typical mentally developing. So they would be in a chair and like actually want to hunt their eggs.
Yeah.
So this year I was like, well, how am I going to do it? So I've came up with a bunch of new ideas. So we're going to have a third course. And then for kids, like what you were talking about with Ashley, I had an idea. So it's for siblings too. So some of them are going to be quicker than others. But I wanted to put some like up high in case I had trouble bending down. And then also I thought of something, we could do something called egg fairies. So it would be like older girls walking around with Easter baskets with eggs in them to make sure that these kids found eggs. Like
that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Something could be easily replaced. So I'm excited. So I'm real excited. I hope it's, you know, I can continue to do it and people come and enjoy it. So I'm excited, but like I said, I'm learning something each time and then adding some stuff. So I'm excited, but I love hearing, what you said, like you just reinforced and said it was a good idea. So thank you.
Absolutely. And too, if you do fundraising or something through the year to support this, please let me know. Cause I'll be happy to do, we donate stuff all the time for a silent auction or, you know, different giveaways or things like that. So we would be happy to support you in this.
Oh, well, good. Well, that's good to know. Thank you so much. So thank you all so much for your time. I'm glad that our connection issues allowed us to.
It turned out perfect.
Well, I hope y'all have a good day, and I'm so happy I got to meet y'all, and thank y'all so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye, girl.